Fewer people in the Northwest are learning to hunt. With fewer people hunting, state fish and wildlife departments have a funding problem. A large source of funding comes from the sale of hunting licenses and tags. To solve the funding problem, hunting mentors are helping new hunters get involved in the sport. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more from a turkey hunting camp in Kettle Falls.
For more than an hour, Keely Hopkins barely moves an inch. Clad in camouflage from head to toe, a small oval cutout for her eyes, the only bit of skin. All sorts of birds call out as she scans the horizon on this private property in northeastern Washington. She hopes a wild turkey will come home to roost for the evening. Before this hunt, Hopkins confessed her nerves. Would she remember what to do? Would her aim be true?
I haven't ever been around turkey hunting before, and so I came in not knowing a whole lot about what to expect from the hunt. You know, the different ways to call them in, how you go about hunting them.
However, Hopkins isn't on her own as she sits in this field near the unincorporated community of Rice.
Make sure the safety's on.
Experienced hunter Aaron Garcia guides her every move.
And you'll tell me if there's a time to go ahead and flip it off.
Yep.
He points out signs of turkeys.
This is your roost tree right here. Big open branches. They'll sit up in those branches.
Feathers in trees and scout on the ground.
This is all within a day old.
In this mentored spring turkey camp, experienced hunters mentor newbies who want to safely learn how to take meat home to their families. Mentors hope to initiate people who've had less access to hunting. The sport is rapidly losing hunters, especially young ones. Rick Brazel brought First Hunt Foundation to Washington State. He says the drop in the number of hunters is taking its toll on state agencies nationwide that depend on funds from hunting licenses and tags.
There's a concern nationwide. Within 10 years in some states, there won't be enough license sales because the average age of the hunter is, such as myself, in their 60s. In 10 years, they'll be in their 70s or some of them in their 80s, and they won't be buying licenses anymore.
Morgan Stinson is the chief financial officer for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. Stinson says hunting and fishing license sales and a smaller portion from the Discover Pass recreational access fee make up about one quarter of the department's budget.
Hunting licenses and angler licenses are a huge piece of our funding, and we'd be sort of a shell of an organization without that funding.
The department also receives federal funding from taxed ammunition and sporting arms sales. Each state's size and the number of hunting licenses sold dictate the funding for that particular state. In effect, Stinson says, a drop in license sales hits doubly hard. When license sales fall short, so do those attached federal funds, which he says help support habitat improvement programs, wildlife research and surveys, and monitor hunting opportunities. However, some advocacy groups argue fish and wildlife departments should restructure license funding. Claire Lobes Davis is with the advocacy group Washington Wildlife First. She says the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife needs to reform its funding plans.
The department is focused on how you kill animals, when you can kill animals, how many you can kill, using what means, far more than it is focused on preserving animals and the opportunity for people who enjoy watching animals rather than killing them.
Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife officials say the department is working on a hunter and angler recruitment, retention, and reactivation plan to address this decline in participation. The department recruits new hunters through workshops and mentored hunts, like the turkey hunts in northeastern Washington, where conflict specialists say turkeys often damage crops, haystacks, and gardens. Mentors teach new hunters about ethics, proper tagging, and how to call turkeys.
You have a cluck, and there's a purr. Patterns that I've heard a lot is like a yelp, yelp, yelp.
Only 9 hunters out of 34 shot turkeys during the camp. Garcia says that's okay.
If they were super predictable, it wouldn't be as fun to hunt them.
That's right.
He says hunting is about getting out in nature, learning about conservation, and bringing home meat to eat. I'm Courtney Flatt in Kettle Falls, Washington.